You're listening to Tom Boston and Luke Binns, and we are two peas in a podcast. Fingers crossed, comedy, fun times.
Yes.
Features.
A lot of features.
So don't you worry about that.
I will.
News. And not just boring news, right? This is what we've done with it, Binns. This is the twist on it. Funny news.
Funny news. It's always funny.
No, I'm saying it's... But this week, I mean, I've been reading it. And really funny.
You haven't your line now.
We've also got things that Tom's done, where I say some things that I've done.
Yeah, and here we get a bit of an insight into Tom's weird life.
But mainly, you've got me and Luke, having a chat with each other.
For the next hour and a half.
For the next hour and a half, think of that. Oh. I've got a feature for you, pal.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back a classic.
Yeah.
An absolute classic.
Right.
You're going to love it.
Am I?
Ask me what it is.
What is it, Tom?
Mean it.
What is it, Tom?
It's Boston on the Box.
All right.
The classic feature where I watch some television and then I tell you the things that I've seen.
Tom watches things and he tells us about it.
Well, when you say it like that, I mean...
So go on, what you watched?
This week I watched a shop. I mean...
A shop?
A show.
That's standards of Boston on the Box have dropped. If you're stood outside like curries, just watching the TV, that's not watching television.
They took my license away from me, Binns. I still need to do my work.
So go on, you're stood outside curries, it's raining, you're watching TV. What are you watching?
I meant to say this. I watched a show about a shop.
Right.
Chicken shop.
Chicken shop.
Listen to me.
Right.
They put cameras in a chicken shop. For a week.
What do you mean a chicken shop? A shop that sells chickens?
Yes.
Live chickens?
Dead and fried.
Oh, so like a takeaway shop then, basically. Not a chicken shop. Go down the nearest chicken shop and get 5 chickens live, please.
That's what they call them.
A chicken shop?
Yeah. Where are you? This is what the kids say. Where are you, bruv? I'm at the chicken shop.
Right. Do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. So go on, right. I'll get past the mental thing of the chicken
shop. The show was actually called...
Chicken shop.
The chicken shop. So okay. You can shut up.
Woo! You wouldn't get that on a review show, would you?
So, speaking of a review, here's my review of the show, a chicken shop, where they put cameras in a chicken shop for a week.
Right.
Drunk people came in at night.
Right.
And they aggressively asked for chicken.
Can I have a chicken, please?
No. They wouldn't even say please.
Give me an effing chicken.
Yeah.
Now I want effing chicken.
Give me some effing chicken now, chicken. Finger-licking chicken.
Wow.
Right? Sober people came in the afternoon.
Ask for some effing chicken.
Everyone's speaking filthy language. No, and those people, they were nice.
Can I have some chicken, please?
Please. Because I really like chicken. So those people didn't swear.
Right. Isn't the review of more of what happened?
They were having a lot of trouble, Binns, right? In the chicken shop, with the mat, you know the mat where you wipe your foot, right? At the entrance.
Right.
Yeah. Listen.
What was it made of chicken?
No, it wasn't made of chicken. But for me, it was.
It should have been.
It was too small because people were coming in from the wet, right? And even though they were wiping the feet on the mat, the front of the chicken shop, yeah.
Right.
They were walking water into the chicken shop where you go and order your food. Mm. So what you were getting, Binns?
So from a review, looked at the floor, and that's what you got from the entire show.
What you were getting, Binns, was wet floor slippage. What people should have done was wipe their feet.
Can I have a chicken?
Because the floor wasn't wet. The floor's not wet to start. But they're bringing in the water from outside by not wiping their feet on the mat.
I mean, how visible, how many shots of the floor did they have,
no,
Tom?
People kept falling over.
Did they?
Yeah.
I wasn't, weren't they just drunk?
No.
Nice people.
It was because of the mat.
And was this like, was this raised in the programme? Were they like, the chicken shop would run smoothly, but some birds not put a big enough mat.
That bird should have wiped her feet more and maybe she wouldn't have fallen on her ass.
Right.
Yeah, some guy.
Is any of that?
Some guy.
Is this just your observation?
No, some guy flagged it. A guy was eating chicken.
I tried to enjoy a chicken here, but the mat's too small.
I'm having no kind of enjoyment because of the mat's the size of the mat.
The mat's too small, you have to get a bigger one. It won't fall over next time.
And that, Binns, Was Boston on the box?
Certainly was an eye-opener. Well, I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, I've not done one of those for a while, have I?
It's just mental, Tom.
You were saying that...
I've got a story for you, Bins.
You were on the bus or something.
I've got a story for you.
Go on, then.
Someone in this world who doesn't know me gave me some money.
What?
That's good, eh?
Are you homeless?
No, I'm not homeless.
Right.
I just didn't have any change. I goes to get on the bus.
You're on the street, you're begging.
I'm not begging. Not beggar. Yeah?
Right, okay.
I'm going to go on a bus.
But you were busking.
I was not busking, I was bussing. Bussing.
I was bussing. Did you say it like that? Who buses around town?
Someone rings you. Hi, sorry, I'm just bussing. I'm just bussing.
Can't speak, I'm bussing.
I'm bussing. Yeah, so I gets on the bus, right? And he goes, like, it's £2. I said, I've only got a tenner, pal.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like that at all.
One bit.
He said, right, these are your options.
Get off my bus.
That's what he said. He said, you can either get off. I said, I'm not doing that. Or I can give you £8 change in vouchers. Bussing, you can have bussing vouchers.
You're taking the bus then?
I'm taking the bus. I said, I'm not doing that either. So I said, what can I do? I asked the people on the bus. I turned to them.
What shall I do, people?
I turned to them. I said,
gamble. Gamble, Boston.
Take the money.
Take the vouchers. You've had a good day.
Take the vouchers. I'm going to gamble. No, I turned to them and I was like, has anyone got any change? And then 20 people give me this look. I know it's radio, but this is a look. You know what I mean?
That is a look of no.
Yeah. It's basically, they might as well have gone at the same time. No! Like everybody. But there was a lady.
One lady.
One lady behind me. She says, how much is it? I says, £2. She said, I'll pay for you. I said, no, no. No, love. Come on now. I don't want you to do that for me.
That's
right?
Nice. That's nice of
her. Nice for her, isn't it? But I thought I'd not say, oh, yeah, thanks, here's my £2. See you later. I said, no, love, no. No, no, that's not what I'm asking for. Just change me a tenner. She went, I'm not bothered about it. She said, I'm not bothered for £2.
She just wanted to get on with the busing.
She just wanted to get on because I'd been doing this whole gamble, shall I gamble, shall I take the money? Yeah. I've had a good week.
Everyone's getting really annoyed.
Everyone's getting really annoyed, you know, because it's a rock and roll over from the 2 week bus drive. I says to her, no thanks. She says, there you go. But then I ruined it, Bins. You know.
What? So she gave you the money?
She gave me some money.
So you got the money in the bag. You're about to get on the bus.
About to get on the bus.
And now you're going to ruin it.
And now I'm going to ruin it because you said this to me earlier. Don't be weird. Remember? You said don't be weird in life.
Yeah.
You said, just don't be weird, Tom.
Sound piece of advice, though.
Yeah, but then I was a bit weird.
Why were you weird?
I said this in this volume. God bless mankind. I said, God bless mankind. I don't know why I did that.
And what did she do? What did she do?
Well, she thought I was mental.
Took the money back.
But it got me thinking about this, Bins.
What?
That's kind, isn't it? That's it a random act of kindness.
Nice.
And you don't get that very much.
No.
Especially from you.
Me?
Listen. What I'm saying, two peas in a podcast, yeah? They'd say, have you met Tom? He's the kind one. And Luke, the other one.
No one said that.
That's what people would say.
That's absolute lies.
I'm saying I've never thought of you as a nice person.
Mm.
That's what... No, don't give me a funny look. I'm saying because
why are you being like that?
No, because I am so nice.
You're not nice.
I am nice.
Look what you did in a nice situation.
When?
That nice, kind lady gave her £2.
Yeah.
Out of her bussing.
Yeah,
week.
Out of her bussing money for the week.
And you spoiled it.
No, I didn't spoil it. Well, I spoiled it by an accident.
Spoiled it.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to be like that. I just sometimes that's what I'm like.
Well, what have you done then, Mr. Deeds? Go on, tell
hey,
me what you've
man.
Done.
Hey, I'm always doing things.
Yeah, like what?
Catching things when people drop them.
Catching things?
Yeah, do all that.
You're not a fielder. Who do you think you are?
I'm a fielder.
What have you caught?
What
have you caught that made someone go... You caught a person?
Well, I know. I'm not... This is not specific things I've done. I'm saying this is what I would do if I could.
You would catch someone.
I would catch someone.
You can't claim to be nice unless you've been nice.
Yeah, but I'm not really in situations where I can
so
be
really,
nice.
So really, what we should be saying...
Go on.
Is Luke, nice guy, very attractive...
I would never judge your looks as anywhere near attractive.
And then Tom, yeah, he's okay.
Well, I don't know why you've brought looks into it. I mean, you can be a nice guy.
No, I meant that about.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You as a person. And
right, not saying I've got
physically.
Silly, not saying I've got physically. Go on.
Physically, and
I've got a silly face.
Silly face.
Well, you know your face, yeah, is scary.
Well, scarily how good it is.
It's 2 pointing. So let's get an update on your life of crime.
Yeah, I was a victim of crime. I had
victim
my phone
of a terrible,
stolen.
Terrible crime. You got pickpocketed.
Yeah, I got pickpocketed.
I got pickpocketed.
I got pickpocketed by the 1900s.
Yeah.
And
but now he's got his phone back.
So anyway, I've had a real nightmare in getting this phone back to me.
Yeah.
Because I rung up, I had to register my phone, I had to claim the insurance.
Did they believe you?
They believe me.
That's good.
But they took my name down wrong.
How can you get Luke Binns wrong?
Lee Binns.
Brilliant.
So and then I'm like, well, can I change it? And they're like, well, we can't because...
Sorry, Lee. I mean, once we've changed your name by default...
Sorry, Lee. Like, it would be...
That's... I'm going to have to... You're going to have to tell I'm your friends.
I'm not joking.
They're
like, we can't because it's the middle of a claim. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll be leaving until his ordeal's over. Anyway, so the ring up going,
Hello, is that Lee? Yeah, I'm Lee. How can I help?
Lee Binns. Yes. We don't have...
Yes, whatever.
We don't have your phone in stock. We can offer you an upgrade. I was like, no, I just want my phone back.
All right,
mine.
Lee. Sorry, Lee. Can you just calm down?
Calm down, Lee. Can I call you Lee, Mr. Binns?
Can I call you Lee, Mr. Binns?
And I was like, I want my phone back. And they're like, all right, well, we'll just put you on a little... And then they sent me a letter in the post saying this.
Go on.
Can you ring us?
Can you give us a ring?
Why didn't they just ring me?
That's weird, isn't it?
Dear Lee Binns, yeah. Can you give us a ring?
You should have... Sent them a letter back saying,
sure.
Yes.
Free tomorrow?
When is best for you?
I've got something on at 4:30, but anything after that, I'm all right. I just wanted my phone. So I rung up going, what now? I just want my phone back.
Yeah, just give me my phone.
So anyway, and they're like, all right, well, we sent your phone. I was like, brilliant. 3 days' time, it's going to turn up.
Good.
I went down to reception where I live in my flats and said, can you please ring me when my phone arrives, because I really want it. And I want to know immediately so I can just get it quickly.
And you want Appy, were you, with your other phone?
No, it was...
Because it had sellotape on it.
It was held together with gaffer cake. Gaffer cake. Gaffer tape, even.
That's, you know what? Jaffa Cakes have put that in your head.
Yeah, that's advertising, though.
Yeah.
That's it's got me there.
Jaffa Cakes have ruined the word gaffer, because to say...
What?
No, because your brain... After saying gaffer, because
no,
it sounds
Tom,
like...
this is your brain. This is definitely your brain.
It sounds like Jaffa.
Who picks up a roll of gaffer tape and goes, Jaffa cakes. Yum, yum. Drops it, goes and finds the nearest Jaffa cake. This can go on for hours or even a day until you find it.
I think I want to have Jaffa cake.
Gaffer sounds like Jaffa cake.
Gaffer tape sounds like Jaffa cake.
Oh, I'll just eat the gaffer. So, I go down to reception and go...
So you go down to reception...
Is there any parcels arriving? They go...
Have you got any Jaffa cakes?
I've literally just been at the shop and bought them. And they go, oh yeah, here's one. Lee Binns. I'm like... Oh.
That's me.
Well, that's why they didn't ring me. Because it's been sat for a day. No one's collected it.
Oh, and they don't know you've changed your name?
No. So I go...
Why have you not told me that you... Because I've been calling you Luke all day.
So I give them my ID and everything.
I feel stupid.
They go, we just need to see your ID and you can have the phone. I go, right, well, the thing is... I'm Luke, and
I'm not
this
Lee
is
Binns.
Lee Binns.
Yeah.
And go, I don't think we can give it to you because it's a different name. I was like, are you crazy?
That's hilarious.
Like, at this point, I really nearly lost it.
Can you give Lee a ring? If you send Lee down...
If I can speak to Lee, he can have the phone, but you can't. I was like, this is ridiculous. I live with, like kind of foreign people, and they've got different... It can only be me. There's only one person with Binns' surname. It can only be me.
So you go to the town hall, you get your name changed officially.
I go down to the registry office, I change my name, I march straight back. I go, right, Lee Binns, can I have my phone? And they go, yes, there you go, of course.
There you go.
It ended up some guy just going, just give him the phone.
Yeah, you can see...
He looks like a man on the edge.
He's clearly stressed out.
So, I get the phone, I'm like, yes, the ordeal.
Good.
The nightmare's over.
Yeah, you saw
it. I open it, they sent the wrong colour.
No.
They sent me it in white. My phone was black, they sent me it in white.
Why do you not think you could have a white phone?
What?
For a change?
Right, people keep saying this to me.
Whoa, I mean, there's a finger right there.
Right, Tom, what colour's your phone?
White.
Right, I've nicked it. You get a phone back, it's black.
Yeah. And I'd say this, it's nice to have a change.
And then me going, well, why don't you just enjoy it?
Well, I would. I'd say, you know what, I'm going to compromise. That's the thing with you, Lee, though. You never will.
Well, that is the thing with me.
You've always been like that.
Lee.
You know what I mean?
And so I'm like,
It's not like it's like pink or purple or green. It's just
the point, though. It's not just the white. Colour. It's not my phone. It's not my phone. It's not my name. So I'm like, it's...
I just want to be called Luke and have a black phone. It's time for everyone's favourite bit of the show. People love it.
Yeah, you can't just stop mid-sentence.
Well, sorry. No, people say this, don't they? It needs no introduction.
But you have to introduce
yourself. Oh, okay.
People know you're
okay. It's Binz's pick of the news.
Brilliant. Awful intro.
Go on, let's hit me with it.
We live in a crazy world of like online dating.
We are living in a crazy world of online dating.
Dating websites. People going on and checking out partners before they meet each other.
Yes.
It's all very, you know, technology is taking
this
over.
This is very
world.
Serious news this week.
It is. And
it's very, very serious.
And there's a kind of a couple of new websites that have popped up around the kind of dating style.
Okay, so you go onto the website and you want to meet a man or a woman and put your details in.
Yeah, and that's what's going on here.
They see a picture of you, say, I
but
do like him, I don't like him.
It's not necessarily people.
Okay.
It's the two websites for dating.
Yeah.
And so you can find soulmates and you can meet up. And
just, Vince, just tell me what. just put me out of misery.
It's for cows. Now, coming up, we've got, it's a fairly new feature. It's only its second outing that we've given it legs to run. And it's basically, Tom's a weird individual, a strange man. Whoa. Where, shut up, Tom. You carry on with your preparation. So, I think people should hear more of the ramblings of Tom Boston's mind. So, it's a feature called Things That Tom's Done, and where I'll play a little jingle, and Tom will tell you something that he's done in his life. So... Cue the jingle. Things that Tom's done. Things that Tom's done. It's time for things that Tom's done.
I once dropped a budgie on purpose to see if it would fly around, but it just fell to the ground.
Things that Tom's done. Things that Tom's done. That was things that Tom has done.
Yeah?
Well, there you go. That's a feature for you.
That's a little cheeky feature.
Seems to keep running and running.
Because people get to learn things that I've done.
People learn things that Tom has done. And that was things that Tom has done.
We'll keep that in. Hey, Binz, because your news was all about cows and it annoyed me, I'm having to bring some emergency news out, aren't I?
Emergency news?
Emergency news.
I don't think so.
I think I am. So let me tell you what's been going on.
Nope.
It's time for Tom Boston's emergency news. Frogs.
Yeah?
Frogs in Bath. Not in a bath, in Bath.
Frogs in Bath?
Yeah.
Is this a film?
No.
Right.
Should be.
Okay.
I'd love to see that.
Real life frogs.
Real life frogs. People have been helping frogs... cross the road, right?
Right.
Because...
How did the frog get across the road?
This is the thing.
Somebody helped him.
Somebody helped him. This is like a classic joke. They want to get to the mating pool.
They want to get to the other side.
Want to get to the
right.
Yeah, just clarifying the punchline to the joke. They need to get to the mating pool, Binz.
The mating pool?
Over that side of the road, right, is a pond, but keep getting run over on the road because it's a fast road. So local,
fast road.
Local citizens, have said... No.
We're not having it.
We're going to help them.
Right, okay.
Now, it didn't actually say how they help them. All it said was...
Well-sourced news.
That the frogs are randy. And I like that as a phrase.
Randy frogs.
Randy frogs trying to get to a mating pool.
They've gone out, they've had a few beers, they're up for it. Come on, let's take this party to the pool.
I think that if you were to help a frog...
Come on, Tony, rough down the pool.
Over a road... You would carry it.
What do you think they were doing? Kicking it across?
Yeah. No, listen. Just like
go on.
Like a boost. Like, give it a boost.
I'd kill it.
They wouldn't kill it. They used to go in...
Turn it right off. It won't be randy after that. I'm going to go back home. My leg hurts.
Well, that's killed the mood because I've just been kicked over a road.
That was the end of the night for me.
I'm saying then, would you carry it, kick it, or build a bridge.
Build a frog bridge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
How big would the bridge have to be?
It wouldn't even have to be that big.
Of course it would be, because how would the cars get under it? You burk.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd have to be.
Well, could the
and
frogs...
How would the frogs know to cross the bridge?
Because they're so randy that they use the bridge to get to the... All right, well, could it not be underground bridge? Tunnel.
A tunnel. Those well-known underground bridges known as tunnels.
Some people would call them a tunnel.
Yeah, but, you know, again, the point is raised. How do they know to use the underground bridge?
More importantly, would you go into an underground randy frog tunnel?
No.
Me neither.
because those frogs are thinking...
There's nothing worse than getting caught with your trousers down in a randy frog tunnel.
No.
We've all been there. When I say kick, I don't mean kick. I mean put the frog on the foot and then just let it go.
Why drop kick it?
Not drop kick it.
Why can't you just
the
carry
frog?
It?
Because if I carry it, I've got to wait there all day. I'm not going to wait there all day for frogs.
What do you mean? Wait.
Busy?
You're like bigger with than the road.
With the underground frog bridge, yeah? The benefit is you don't have to stay there all day.
What do you mean you don't have to stay all day? You take it over the road, job done.
Yeah, but then what happens when another one comes? You think,
what do you do? Just sit there punting frogs across the road?
I would love to spend my days punting frogs across the road and just making that noise. Boom,
they wouldn't like it.
As they go.
Yeah, just trying to get to the main. Bah!
Well, how about this? We hire someone.
Who's that guy?
We hire someone whose job that is.
That giant in the right? Sky with a big head.
Maybe someone's job is to walk them across the road.
Walk them with a little lead? A little frog lead?
Froggy pop lady. Yeah?
A froggy pop lady, brilliant.
We are Two Peas in a Podcast. You can download the best bits of every radio show every week on iTunes. You can go, right, you know what? Go listen to that. Again, first time round, I didn't get it. Second time round, think, they're all right. Hey, Luke, let's not forget we had a bloody good time.
We had a giggle along the way.
We had a bloody good giggle.
Right, download our show on iTunes.
Two Peas in a Podcast. See you later.
Goodbye.
You have a froggy pop lady.
When the sign for frog comes up, the traffic stops.
Yeah.
Again, they're not in law.
Frog lights.
They are not.
Frog lights.
They're not in accordance to the highway code, the frogs. They're in a law unto themselves.
You can have frog lights.
Especially when randy.
Red means go.
Green means
frog.
It's ridiculous.